Well, good morning, church, once again. And how beautiful it is to be with you on this beautiful spring day. May the Lord bless you as we prepare our hearts and our minds for communion. And I'd like to open with a scripture from Ezekiel 48, 35. And it says, Jehovah Shema, which means the Lord is here, the Lord is with you. And the Lord is with us as we come together, as he has commanded us to do in his word. I'd like to share a beautiful true story about a famous preacher who heard a lot about a very, very famous painting of the crucifixion of Christ on the cross. It was in a little small village in Italy, and he really had to see it for himself. And when he got there, he walked into this very small church, and he came across a caretaker. And the caretaker said to him, "Good morning, sir. You are here to see the painting." "Why, yes," the preacher said, very surprisingly. So the caretaker said, "Follow me." And he did. When the caretaker said, "This is the painting," and the preacher stood back and looked at it from a distance and said, "But I don't understand. It wasn't the masterpiece that the preacher was expecting. Not in his eyes at the time." Then the caretaker said, "Get closer and a little closer." And when he was very close to the painting, the caretaker said, "Bow down, get on your knees," he said. And it wasn't until the preacher looked up at the painting that it all came. It all made sense. It all came into proportion for him. And as he was bowing down and looking up, his eyes just were pouring out tears. "Oh," he said, "praise be to God, our Father, who gave his only Son." And that is our message for today. We will never truly understand the meaning of the cross until we truly bow down, whether it be physically or spiritually, in your mind. I'd like us to do that right now as we partake of the bread and the wine and think about this preacher and the story behind it. Before we partake of the bread, I would just like to share with you a little part of scripture that says, "May the peace of God through the eternal covenant, who brought him back from life, from death to life, the great shepherd. Let us remember him through the taking of the bread. Please join me as we do that. Loving Father, let's pray. Loving Father, we do give you praise for the sacrifice of your Son. As we heard in that painting, Father God, nothing truly makes sense until our hearts are right with you. So we thank you for this bread that symbolizes his body, Lord, that was ever so beat up for us, for our sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We cannot thank you enough. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And in the same spirit, in the same words, we take the wine which represents his blood and the words of the same reading I will read after we take the wine. So please take, drink. Let's pray. May the peace of God, who through the eternal covenant brought back to life as we just partake of the wine, which is the blood of life through our Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherd, may our Lord equip you with every goodness, everlasting goodness, for doing his will. And what a privilege it is to do God's will through the wine, through the bread and the wine. We thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you, church. And as you think about this message, may it become ever so true in your life, in everything that we do, in the name of Jesus. Go in peace. And as we opened up with Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is here. The Lord is with you. Go in peace, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bye, everyone.